Red Sox beginning an interleague series tonight against the San Diego Padres. And to talk more about that and, well, the way this season has gone, we're joined by former Red Sox player Rico Petrocelli. Rico, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great, thank you. Beautiful, beautiful late summer weather up here in the state of Maine.
Yeah, it's nice here, too. And, you know, we had some real hot weather yesterday. And to me, it's unusual this late in August. Usually it starts getting a little cooler. And I'm relating that to the, you know, baseball also. The dog days are almost over. Now you got September. And it's really great to be in a pennant race. Unfortunately, this year doesn't look good for the Red Sox.
No, it doesn't. So many things have gone wrong. What happened to this team? Where did this all begin to go south for our Red Sox?
Well, you know, it is difficult to win back-to-back championships. Let's face it. In baseball, especially with so many games, the travel and all that stuff. And but I think it really started right from the spring training. I thought it was a mistake to their plan was to not pitch the starters as often in spring training because they were hoping that, you know, would make them stronger in September and October, especially Sale. But it really backfired, really backfired. Pitchers need their work. They really need their work. Fortunately, it's fortunate that there weren't any real serious injuries, although I'm concerned about Sale. But that was the beginning, you know. And then getting off to a bad start, you know, what were they, 3-7, 3-10 or something like that?
Yeah.
And they just couldn't catch up. Plus the fact that, you know, when last year we all know that everything went right. I mean, everything. And this year, you know, the ball is bouncing differently. It's not taking the same hops. It's, you know, it's just not pitchers are not getting away with mistakes, especially. That's the big thing this year. We all know that it's pitching because they are a good hitting team. And even hitting teams, the good hitting teams, they'll go into a slump also, you know, maybe not score too many runs for a couple of games, and then they'll start putting it together again. But we know there's a good hitting team, but it's definitely been the pitching.
Well, you know what it's like. You were on a couple of pennant-winning teams that did not do so well in the following season. Part of it, I'm sure, is because you're playing a lot later. You get some extra baseball in there. How much of it is, do you lose? I find it hard to believe that pro athletes would lose their edge after winning a championship.
I don't think so either, because you know, you're pumped up for the next year. You feel confident. You think you're going to win it again. And I remember at 68, after the impossible dream year, we started getting injuries. Lombard got hurt, Joe Boy, and others. And you know, the same thing. The ball, you know, just didn't go our way. I mean, things. You know, the balls you'd catch, and all of a sudden they'd be, we just missed them. All kinds of stuff like that. And that's what's happened to the Red Sox this year. In all honesty, I didn't think they were going to win it again. But I didn't think they'd be this bad, you know, this many losses.
Well, there have been some positives this year, and they're mostly centered around the young guys. What do you think of the way Rafael Devers has stepped up his game since the month of June?
Absolutely incredible. The kid is phenomenal. He's just hitting the ball hard almost every at-bat, and he's improved at third base. Yeah, that's a big positive. However, I would love to see, and I've never seen, you know, but the Red Sox develop pitchers. And I remember when I was in the minor leagues, even way back in the day, that we'd have bad luck with pitchers. We'd get sign a kid who could throw 99 miles an hour. Spring training, he'd hurt his arm and never pitch again. Another kid in spring training one time, and this kid I think would have been one heck of a pitcher. And he's ready to throw a ball in a game in spring training, and it's a late umpires call timeout. Mm. So his arm had snapped already, you know, the pitch.
Right.
And he holds it back. I'm a shortstop playing behind him. He holds it back, and the bone came right out of the skin.
Ooh.
He broke it in two on his, the wrist to the elbow, the bone, that bone.
Mm.
And it broke. I went over to see what it looked like, and I almost, I almost threw up. It was just terrible, blood and all that. Kid, same thing, he never pitched again. So, I mean, it's bad luck involved, but, you got to be lucky, I think, too. I think the only team that has been very consistent, and not every year, but the Mets have seemed to come up with some pretty good pitchers over the years.
Yeah, I wonder what that is. Is it an institutional approach? Is it having those pitching coaches in the system? What's the key? Because some organizations do seem better than others at bringing up those young guys.
Yeah, that's right. And look, well, you're right. I was just thinking of Atlanta, but, they traded for Madden. But most of their guys came up from the minor league, so they were doing something right. There's just no answer, real answer, that you get a good pitcher and you try to develop him, and a lot depends on his physical health. I mean, the way he pitches. If he throws off, pushes off his legs the way Nolan Ryan and Clemens did, he's got a chance to stay healthy, but it's so tough to do. Everyone's different. But I got to do something. I mean, really, it's so tough to get good pitchers for all 30 teams.
We're talking with Rico Petrocelli here on Downtown. I mentioned playing the Padres tonight. Are you a fan of interleague play?
Yes and no. I don't like that. There's too much of it. I think they should do like they did the first couple of years, play two teams, even one, because I think it's gone overboard. I mean, they're playing different teams. Yeah, it's nice to see them once in a while, but I think they should play their own league, their own division a little bit more. I think that's where it's about. That's what it's about. And once in a while, San Francisco comes in, Dodgers, some of these other clubs, but not, three, four, five clubs, different clubs you're playing. And, I don't know. I just, and the Red Sox have done well in the past,
yeah.
I should say, about against them, but this year is a little different.
Yesterday was a big day for Red Sox fans. Carl Yastrzemski's 80th birthday. For as long as you've been around the game, have you ever seen any seventh season?
No, the closest is Ortiz. The World Series years. He was great. There's no doubt about it. But Yaz was right up there. Plus the excitement of a team not winning for a lot of years. And then all of a sudden being in a pennant race and then going on to win the pennant and getting the World Series. So it was incredible, incredible. Every time you needed a big hit, men on base, and they had the pitch to him. But even that year, he was hitting balls, letter high and down below his knees. He was just raking. A great, great year. Plus, he did it defensively as well. He was a heck of a left fielder. He could play that wall better than anyone.
Well, and what a treat coming up for him when his grandson Mike comes to Fenway soon for a series.
Really exciting. When I saw he went to the Giants, hit his first home run, I said, "Oh my God, this is fabulous!" It just made you think of Yaz and flashback to some of the years we played. And must have been really proud of him, because I know he worked with him. His grandson, I mean, he played a number of years in the minors. He stuck with it, and, he got his chance, and he took advantage of it. Boy, he's got a beautiful swing, like his granddaddy.
Are you getting a chance to play much golf this summer?
pretty. Yeah. Hey, I'm coming around. I think I should be. I should break 90 when I'm about 105.
Hey, well, listen, you have to do is beat your age, right?
Right. Exactly. No, I've been playing pretty good actually. I shoot the low 80s. But some courses are tougher, so I get a little higher 80s. But no, I love it. You know, it's about all you can do now as you get older. You know, you can't be playing basketball and football, but golf is perfect for the seniors.
Well, it's always fun for us to talk with you, Rico. Thanks as always for making time for us, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Okay, great. Anytime. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Rico Petrocelli with us here on Downtown Talking Red Sox. Our Boston Insiders are brought to you every day on the program by The Ground Round. Happy hour pricing, 3 to 6 specials during games, great service, and amazing food at your locally owned and operated Ground Round on the Audlin Road in Bangor.